Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way. The Adelaide Fringe is in full swing. I'm doing shows. I'm doing aesthetic 8:45 most nights of the week at the Rhino Room downstairs in the Drama Llama. And look, I'm having a great time. It's a wonderful festival. My show almost has an ending, and I think it will by the next time I do it. And what I'm loving most of all is when I'm just walking around the streets of Adelaide, the number of people who shout out to me, "Man, I hope you get that catamaran." I've had maybe 8 people in 2 days either stop me or loudly project at me, "Hey, man, you're going to get that catamaran, man." Something like that. And it is beautiful and heartfelt, and I love it. And for you, I'm going to get that catamaran. But also, mostly for me, I'm going to get the catamaran. That's going to be my catamaran. I'm just so happy to have your support and your love. By all means, come along to the show. Aesthetic. It's wonderful to have you there. But even more than that, what I love having is your well wishes of catamaran ownership in the future for me. And it's gotten me thinking. We need to grow this podcast with that level of enthusiasm. Enthusiasm? Did I say enthusiasm?
With that level of enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. Man, I wonder if enthusiasm means the opposite. It probably doesn't mean anything. It's probably just a word you say when you're very hungover. Now listen, here's my idea that I've had. I love the passion of those 8 people. But if we're going to get this catamaran and we're going to get the money, we need something like 80,000 people to be on board. Here's my idea on how to grow the podcast and how to reward all the wonderful listeners that we do have. Are you ready? Woo! The James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan huge cash giveaway. That's what we're doing. We're doing the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. Huge cash giveaway. Huge. How does that work? How much cash is there to give away? All will be revealed. In the first item of business, the James Donald Forbes McCann huge cash giveaway, I sat down with my manager, Jake Smith, who's in town for me doing this aesthetic show, and I explained to him my idea. Here's our chat. Here's the idea.
Okay.
The podcast is growing slowly mm-hmm. and steadily. I'm going to sit down.
Okay.
Where's the thing? Why didn't you have a sit or hunch?
Why don't you consider investing with the first bit of your money in a microphone cable that's longer than 6 inches? What is that even?
I have another one.
Patch cable.
Yes, now listen. Here's my idea. The podcast, I'm looking at the stats. I look at the analytics a lot.
Yes.
More than I make the podcast, I look at the analytics yes. for the podcast.
Yes.
Growth is fine. If this were a normal podcast, we'd go like, holy dooly, we're going to have several thousand downloads per episode sure. by the middle of the year.
You sure. know?
That's not enough. If I'm not just some schmo with a podcast building an audience, no. I don't give a damn about having a podcast. I care about having a boat. And to have the boat, we need growth
uh-huh.
to kick up a little bit. So I was looking at advertising that we could have for the boat podcast.
Okay.
And we have $3,000, roughly.
Well, so where'd you get this $3,000 from?
We got about $2,500 from the art auction.
Okay.
And with the Patreon, we're getting over $100 a month. We're kicking into our third month. We've got 14 patrons now.
You have 14 patrons?
Yeah. Mate, we're great. Again, it's great. For a normal podcast, and we love the patrons. We love all the people who listen. Oh, we're so happy with that. There's not enough to get a boat, right? It has to kick up. So we got about three. Yeah. We saw Dusty's napkin number one. That was about $75 okay. that we ended up with yeah. after postage and sending Dusty his money. Sold for $200. We've got a redown piece. We've got a Joe from Cairns piece.
Yes.
We've got another half of a dusty napkin, if I can find it somewhere here, and we have another painting as well. So we have assets.
Okay.
So I'm just calling it $3,000. I don't want to spend all that money.
Okay.
$2,500 I'd like to put into an investment to grow to $5,000.
Okay.
I don't know what that is yet. Might be hats. Might be.
I'm thinking crypto. I'm in stock market. And you go, hats.
I've got very strict Catholic morality around what we're allowed to do to make the money.
So what, stock Socks no good?
If it's a good company that I can believe in, sure. But
where do you stand with gambling?
Well, I love to do it, but I don't think we should use that for the podcast. Now,
okay.
But we'll look at that later. Okay. The important thing now is advertising money. Now, we have advertisements for erection tablets.
Yes.
I think Tasmania is advertising on the podcast. We have some advertisers. We get about $25 per 1,000 listeners to the podcast. But at the moment... Right. And that's great, and that we're growing, and it's just not enough. So I looked at advertising. Now, you can buy on the less renowned podcast platforms like Podbean. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it is Podbean, but things like Podbean and Downcast is one of them. Oh. What an upsetting name that is. You can spend money to have like banner ads, and they go, oh, like you spend, you know, $800 here and for a week, and 200 new people will click on your podcast. Okay. I just think, it seems pricey, and I don't want to spend that sort of, we can afford it. We actually can afford it, but I don't want to.
Okay.
So here's my plan.
Okay.
Because we do have a few hundred pretty committed listeners to grow that out. Here's my plan. The James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran plan, huge cash giveaway.
I absolutely love this.
Okay.
Because I thought, I was thinking, I'm like, okay, what about a referral thing? So you could get a referral. Maybe we could tag.
Yeah.
We could maybe tag the podcast link with a I could look and see if Acast can do like a referral code.
That's too complicated. I don't even understand what any of that means.
No, but I'm saying that means that you could measure. So say you create influencers within your own listenership.
That's what I'm saying.
So you've got, who's a listener that you know listens to this? First name only.
Sam, first ever guest to the podcast.
Sam listens. Now, you give him a code, and it's called Sam or whatever, and then he sends that link, and you can track how many people come back, and you go, look at that. And you, if you refer 10 new people, then you get money. Or do you want to just do a... How are you going to determine the cash?
It sounds so complicated.
Yeah, but
I don't
that's what I'm
it.
Here for. I'll give you a good idea.
Here was my plan.
You go, oh, it
here's my
like
plan.
This.
Huge cash. And by the way, huge cash giveaway, as in, not you don't get a chance of winning. A huge amount of cash.
Chance, yep.
We give chance.
Yep,
chance. You're in South Australia now. We say chance with a rounded A.
Okay.
You don't win an opportunity to win a lot of money. Mm-hmm. We give a very small amount of money to a lot of people. That's my thought. So we put aside $100. Mm-hmm. The first 100 people to share the podcast on their stories on Instagram get $1. So here's how it works, everybody. Tag, share the podcast, share a link to the podcast on your Instagram stories,
okay.
Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you like. Share it, tag me, DM me your bank details. I will send the first 100 people $1. Because there's so much you can do with a dollar. Frozen Coke at McDonald's, that's worth a share. Let's not pretend you're doing more work than you are to share it. But I'm saying it's a guaranteed dollar. For, not like you win your chance of $6 million. No. It's a you get a dollar. Frozen Coke, that's a dollar. You could buy 2.5 soft serve ice creams at McDonald's. You could buy a fraction of a cheeseburger. You could have a spin on a slot machine.
You could group together with friends who have also shared on their story.
Absolutely.
So they don't even have to be listeners, do they? So what if they go? Mm. So what if Smith, and I say, okay, I go to 10 of my, I don't have 10 friends, 10 of my constituents, and I say, share this, share this, and you'll get a dollar each, and then we have $10 together, and then
as long as it ends up on a story, and that the story appears to be on an Instagram page of a real person.
So you know that you...
Because I can sort of tell if it's not a real person. If it's just someone who's like, I want sex in your area, I'm going to be like, I'm not giving you a dollar. You're not real. No one wants sex in my area.
And what if, let's add a nice thing, what if you were to donate it to them, give it to them, or to a charity?
Or to a charity.
Yeah.
People can use their dollar however they want. If once you get your dollar, if you want to spend that dollar going to Woolworths and putting that in the head of a doggy, those big plastic guide doggies, well, that's your business. I'm not going to put it in a charity of my choosing, which, by the way, would be to purchase more stained glass windows for my church. A feast for the eyes. I think... If you're listening to this, share the podcast now on your Insta. It's the only one I know how to use is Instagram. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do the tickety talk. Maybe that would be more successful. But share it to the Instagram stories. DM me. You don't have to put your bank details in the story. You can just direct message that to me. The first 100 people, you're getting a dollar.
I love it.
The James Donald Forsberg hand. Now, I don't know any legal implications. I don't know if we can claim that on tax.
You absolutely can't claim that on tax. It's an insane thing.
It's a giveaway. It's advertising.
Yeah, but it's also not a cost. If you are doing a try to, it's $100, so who gives a fuck?
Okay.
But anything more than that, it would be you'd start to need to get a receipt. Imagine you try to explain the accountant that you pay people one fucking dollar.
She's coming up on a podcast in the future. I'm going to have to explain this to her.
My word.
I'm definitely claiming it.
Yeah. You can't. There's not.
No, we've got to claim it. We've got to claim it.
This is a problem for her. I don't care.
Okay. Imagine that 100 little receipts.
100 little invoices. Yeah, imagine the admin. If you could make it that the admin, and it already is, the admin is greater than the $1. The time to open up your app.
But isn't that fun to think a dollar? Isn't it nice to think? And you know what? This could also be really good for people. You know, like you hear about people in third world countries who might be listening to the podcast who get paid like 30 cents a day to make shoes at the Nike factory.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're getting the same dollar. I'm not one of these globalist corporations who's like, oh, you're in Thailand? You get 3 cents for the same work that we pay a dollar for here. I'm an equal opportunity, fair trade. Everybody gets the dollar.
What about overseas listeners? As in,
absolutely.
If you know how to send money overseas?
No. I just thought they would also be on the Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah, you it's not as simple as BSB and account, but that's okay. That is a problem for you to discover
all right,
yourself.
This we will figure it out. Didn't know that.
No, that's okay. You've said it now. You've committed to one Australian dollar.
One Australian dollar.
It might be prudent to use PayPal for that.
Oh, so people
overseas listeners,
okay,
get a PayPal. That's what you say.
Overseas listeners can have a PayPal dollar. Australian listeners can have a real in the bank dollar.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Jake, the manager. That actually, I didn't know how selling that was going to go, but that went better than I thought.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
It's the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran plan. Huge cash giveaway of $1 to 100 people. You know the lottery? They don't give 100 people a prize. How many this is Div 1 is $1. How many Div 1 winners are there of the lottery every night? It's not 100. Huge cash giveaway. All right. Thank you, Jake Smith.
Okay, thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jake Smith, for sounding me out and getting behind the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan. Huge cash giveaway.
Cash giveaway.
Here, once again, is exactly how it works. Right now, if you like, share a link to this podcast to your Instagram stories. You can do that with the link sticker on Instagram. You just copy the http://www.web thing. You copy and paste that. You can click on it. Or if you just go to Spotify, you can go to the podcast, click share, and that will share, I think, to your Instagram stories. Look, if you're the sort of person who knows how to do this, you probably know how to do it. I'm not going to be able to explain to you how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it, talk to a young, groovy person, or, you know, however young people are that use Instagram now. I understand, again, that the TikTok, we'll find a way to use the TikTok in the future. I hear that's where the hip young groovers are. But for now, just share. This is how you get your dollar. No matter where you are in the world, we're going to get you a dollar. Share the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast to your Instagram story. Be a real person. That's number two. And tag me so I can see that you've done it. At JDF McCann. That's for James Donald Forbes McCann. It's at JDF McCann. Then, on a direct message, you don't have to put your bank details out there into the world, although I don't think that that's scammable. I think the only thing that can happen if you put your bank details out there, this is for if you don't trust me, is that other people can pay you. So, you can direct message me your bank details, and the first 100 people to do it will be getting a dollar. Oh, that was the other thing I meant to say. Once again, if you're from outside of Australia, send me your PayPal information, and I will send you the dollar that way. I don't think I have a PayPal at the moment, but I'm going to figure out how that works. Jake made it sound extremely easy. This could really blow up. Maybe it gets done within 10 minutes. Maybe it takes a week. Maybe it takes 2 weeks. Maybe it takes 6 hours. I don't know. But I will not be able to pay more than that first 100 people, so, you know, feel free to share it anyway. And you go, oh, I don't know if I'm one of the first 100 people. I'll get back to everybody when I can, although I am going for a drive tomorrow. I'll get back to you. I'll let you know what number you are. I'll count it up to 100. And then if it goes over 100 and I don't have any money left to give you, but you still share it, you will. I thank you. I'm very grateful. But it's really only those first 100 people that I can pay. So that's how we... Oh, that's how we're going to do it. Let's do some affirmations. Some affirmations. I think this is going to work. Affirmation. I think this is a good idea and it's going to work. Affirmation. This is going to work. That's my affirmation. Affirmation. Affirmation number two. Man, I'd like this podcast to get to the point where it can be about boats again. It's been about money for too long. I just want to talk about boats, man. I want to go on boats. I want to shop for boats. I want to buy boat hats, boat shoes. I want to sail. I want to feel the wind in my hair. I guess I'm taking the boat hat off to feel that. But I just want to talk more about boats. We're doing so little talk about boats. And that's really because we've got to earn so much money for me to buy a boat. And people say, get a boat license, get some boat shoes, go out in a boat. I feel it's so far away at the moment that I haven't earned the right to think too much about boats. It would hurt too much. But I tell you, we've got to set a point. I don't know if it's $50,000, $100,000, but when we just go, the boat podcast is moving. It's making money week to week now. Everything's fine. We don't have to focus so much on the schemes. We just focus on making a podcast about how much you want a boat. Oh, I'm dreaming about accountants and forms and interest and hat manufacturers to sell merchandise. And I'm losing the dream of the boat. So I affirm some affirmations. I will focus more on the boat. I will envision. What is wrong with me today? I just want a boat. I want to think about boats. I want to live that boat life. And so many wonderful people, of those people calling out to me in crowds during the Adelaide Fringe, hey man, get that boat, man. It's really cool. So many people are going, listen, my uncle's got a boat. My dad's got a boat. I know a guy whose friend has a boat. And I appreciate that. And I want to come on those boats with those middle-aged men. I really do. But I'm not ready. I'm too far away. Don't give me false hope. Don't let me go on a boat now when we've only got about to be $2,900. Only for me to discover how much I truly love boating and how far away from having a boat I truly am. Oh, I want this podcast to be about a boat. And I want you to share in my journey. Join the huge cash giveaway right now. Share it on the Instagram. Please, please bring me closer to the boat. You are the wind within my wing. Within my wing? Within my wing. A better man would edit this podcast.